from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Let's examine the mitzvah of taking revenge and bearing grudge. We are forbidden in the Torah, in Leviticus 19:18, to bear grudge or to take revenge. Bearing grudge, it can be a minor thing like taking revenge can be a minor thing like you asked me to borrow your lawnmower and I didn't let you borrow my lawnmower. And then I ask you, hey, can I borrow $5? And you say, look, you didn't lend me a lawnmower. I'm not lending you $5. Some say that the message of that is that we shouldn't be petty. If you wonder, you know, where in the Torah does it say you shouldn't be petty, trivial, shouldn't get caught up on trivial things? You know, couples get married, we tell them, don't get caught up on trivia, don't fight over trivial things. Where does it say that? Lo tikom, don't take revenge. It's just a small thing. Obviously, if someone wronged you in a very egregious way, obviously, they need to at least apologize. A lot of things need to be done. But if something petty like they did lend you something, they didn't lend you, we need to forgive and not do the same to them to take revenge. What about the mitzvah of lo titor? Don't keep it in your heart. What's the big deal? Let's say rabbis give an example. Say, hey, lend me a lawnmower. Say, no, I'm sorry, I don't really lend out my lawnmower. I'm afraid of insurance and blah. A few days later, I say, hey, I need a saw. Can I have a saw? So you say, hey, you didn't lend me, but I'm not that kind of guy like you. I'm not like you. I'm going to lend it to you. So the rabbis give that as a classic example of bearing a grudge. He did lend it. He didn't take revenge, but he or she did bear it in their heart. They bear a grudge. Now, why can't you bear a grudge? After all, the guy was a nice guy. He wasn't like the other person. He didn't take revenge. He didn't not lend. He did lend it. He's just the same person he was before the other fellow disrespected him. So there are three reasons given. The Rambam says that even if there's no hatred involved, I'm not really mad. I keep it in my heart. I have that sting in my heart. I'm a little bit petty about that. I still have that sting. That's a violation. But there is a minor commentary on the Rambam called the Yad HaKtana, and he claims that no, you also violate hatred. That you only violate it if there's a little bit of hatred in your heart. It's all about hatred. So the first theory is that it's about hatred. That little sting that you carry in your heart, that's what the violation. The Urayim and the Smak, the Ashkenazic authorities from Germany, they say, it's the saying, if you say, I'm not like you, I'm going to lend you my saw. That, one might say that that's very similar to love your neighbor as yourself. You should see them as someone who's a good person, although they didn't lend you the lawnmower, they're still a good person. Characterizing someone as, I am not like you. You're the kind of person who doesn't lend. That's what I tell couples when they're getting married. Don't characterize the other person. If the person displays laziness, don't say you're lazy. If the person displays apathy, don't say you're apathetic. Don't characterize the other person. That characterization, according to these Ashkenazic medieval authorities, that's the violation. However, most authorities, Iran and other Sephardic authorities, say no. You don't have to say anything. If you just, you give him the saw and you think in your heart, oh boy, see, this guy a jerk. He never lent me anything. Now I'm lending it to him. And you bear that sting in your heart. You have to be gracious, magnanimous. The third theory is it's not about hatred. Bearing a grudge is not about hatred. Bearing a grudge is not about saying, characterizing the other person in a negative vein, but rather, the Rambam says in the listing of the 613 mitzvot that he's afraid, as well as also in the laws of deod of character, the Torah forbade bearing a grudge lest you take revenge. If you bear the grudge, you might come to take revenge. You happen to be a nice guy. You didn't take revenge. But if we let people bear a grudge, eventually they're going to take revenge. And we want to prevent revenge. Now, let's be clear about one thing. We're not talking about remembering. You can remember that the other fellow didn't lend you a lawnmower. That's okay. We're talking about being makpid, keeping that sting in your heart. That's what we're talking about. Now, based on these three possibilities, that bearing a grudge is a matter of having hatred in your heart, that it's a matter of mischaracterizing the other person, or that it's a law designed to protect from violating other laws, namely taking revenge. Based on these three theories, we can examine a number of different cases. Number one, what if he didn't say, "I'm not like you"? He sealed his mouth, gave him the saw, and didn't say anything. So the Ron says, depends on your heart. If in your heart you're bearing a grudge, you're bearing a grudge. But the Uranium would say, hey, if you didn't say anything, it's okay. What if case number two, he knows that he doesn't lend anything, so he never knocks on my door. He never tries to borrow anything from me. But I'm thinking to myself, boy, that guy, you know, he never lent me his lawnmower. Boy, he never lent me his lawnmower. Did you remember that? Yesterday, he didn't lend me his lawnmower. 3 months ago, you remember that? He didn't lend me his lawnmower. I never had a chance to bear the grudge, to return the favor, whatever. I just bear that grudge. So, indeed, some say that that is a violation based on the analysis that it's some form of hatred. Based on the analysis that you continue to characterize that other individual, at least in your heart. And based on the Rambam's idea that perhaps you will come to take revenge at some point, even if you haven't done so yet. What about another thing? What about failure to forgive? Rambam writes that, you know, if someone comes to you before Yom Kippur or any time and says, you know, I'm sorry I offended you, and you know, let's make up. And so you can, if it was something very egregious, you can say, no, not yet. If it's something extremely egregious, you can never forgive him. But if it's something minor, we said you shouldn't be petty. If he asked for three times, that's enough. If he asked for forgiveness three times, it's enough already. You saw him once, you saw him at this party, that party. Finally, third time is a charm. You should forgive. Now, if you don't forgive him, if you fail to forgive, is that bearing a grudge? So the Rambam uses the language, you know, don't bear a grudge. Is he serious? Does he mean it's a violation of bearing a grudge by simply not forgiving? So the Rambam would say yes. Again, the Urayim would say, well, you didn't characterize. You didn't say, you're no good. You didn't lend me your lawnmower. Again, it's not necessarily hatred, but it could come to some sort of, it could lead to some sort of taking revenge. So maybe it is bad. Now, finally, how do you avoid these things? I mean, you know, being petty is part of life. We tend to be petty. We come home from work and we say, honey, do you know what so-and-so said to me? You know, we do stuff like that, and we shouldn't, but it's human. So what are the suggestions that the preachers have for the Bali Musar, those who give ethical preaching? What are their suggestions for how to avoid this type of thing? Well, number one, Vel Havalima Kol Havel, the beginning of Ecclesiastes, everything is foolishness. He lent you the bubble gum. He didn't lend you the bubble gum. He let you use his pen. He didn't. You know, these are not things we should worry about too much. And a lot of the petty things that we get all excited about, that this one did this and this one did that, some of them are egregious. And for egregious things, you have a right to complain. And you can say, look, that fellow didn't do me right. He promised me $100 by Wednesday. He didn't do it. And you have a right to tell someone else, hey, you know, don't lend this guy money. He promised me the money by Tuesday and he didn't do it. So there are times when you could, you know, it's appropriate to watch out for this person. But if it's havel havalim, if it's nothingness, everything is nothing. If it's just foolishness, triviality, we have to train ourselves what's trivial and what's not. Number two, we have the dictum in the Ethics of the Fathers, perhaps based on the verse in I believe it's in Parsha, and also in chapter 19 of Leviticus, Tzedek Tishpot Amitach. You should judge your neighbor justly and fairly and perhaps favorably and peraps generously. So we should always judge everyone generously. He grew up very poor. He's afraid he's never going to have a lawnmower again. He worked so hard to get the lawnmower. And he works two jobs. Give him a break. You know, he's a little bit of a nudnik. That's the way he is. Don't worry about it. Judge him favorably. I don't know if you can say he's a nudnik, but you can certainly try to justify why he's a nudnik and try to understand him. And then remember that maybe he's right. You know why he didn't lend you the lawnmower? You haven't said hello to him in 4 years, right? You walk outside the door every day. You're in dreamland. You're getting your mail. You don't have time to talk to him. So that's why he doesn't do it. You know, try to think about how do we get here and what's going on. Is it really he who's in the wrong? Maybe it's you. So we have to think about that. And finally, there's the idea in the Jerusalem Talmud. You know, there are two Talmuds, and the Jerusalem Talmud in Nedarim chapter 9, a famous citation, that say, well, why shouldn't you take revenge? Well, it's very simple. Because you should love your neighbor as yourself. It's the same verse. Don't take revenge. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's in the same verse, chapter 19, verse 18 in Leviticus. So you know why? Because all Jews are part of one entity. We're all one body. You could say perhaps all human beings are. But let's say certainly in our family of the Jewish people, we're one body. So sometimes you're slicing cheese and you slice off a piece of your hand. God forbid. So what are you going to do? You're going to take, the left hand's going to say, how dare you do that? And it's going to slice off a piece of the right hand. That's ridiculous. I'm the same Joel Finkelstein, right hand, left hand. So same thing. All Jews are part of one body of Israel. So if someone does something wrong to you, what are you going to take? More revenge? He's a nudnik. We need two nudniks. It's bad enough. So just leave it alone. So you're all part of one body. He doesn't want to lend things. I'm going to lend things. And don't worry about it. All right, so the left hand, the right hand's not a big tzaddik and a righteous person today. It's okay. So we have this notion of not taking revenge, which is the idea of not being petty, not to bear a grudge in your heart, which we define by either as a matter of not, it's a mitzvah, it's part of, it's an adjunct to the mitzvah of not hating our neighbor, or loving our neighbor, that we shouldn't characterize them in a negative way, or it's a guard against taking revenge if we do bear grudge. He said we don't expect people to never remember what happened, just not to make it. It shouldn't be, the sting should go away. Let the sting go away. It's not such a sting to get over. And we said that there are various practical ramifications, and we gave several suggestions of how to keep ourselves away from this terrible trait. So thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lamed congregation for a discussion of various ethics. And join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.